Good morning, Gideon's Army. Good morning, the remnant.
Amen.
Good morning, church.
Amen.
This is a popular song. It goes something like this. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I'll show you. You want to know what love is, you've got to go to the author of love. He's the one that wrote this book. Now, most people, when they think about love, they think about love in the natural, which comes naturally. And there are three words, as you probably are aware, in the Greek language, for example, eros, which is impulsive, which comes naturally. Philia, which is brotherly love, and that comes through training. And agape, which is very intentional, very much like John 3:16, which has already been prayed. For God so loved the world. Say that with me. I'd love to hear that. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
That's the Lord's kind of love, and it comes supernaturally through the love of Christ. And it's very intentional. The Hebrew has three words also for love. Ahab, like King Ahab, Raham, and Hesed. All of those, and we want Hesed. We want agape love. That's the kind of love that's needed in this world today. No other love will do, and the majority of people operate in the eros. I want to tell you, as we're about to pray concerning loving one another, I've been stabbed in the back. I've been stabbed in the front, and I've been thoroughly disgusted at the way God's people have treated each other over the years.
Yeah.
Thoroughly disgusted! I'm not so disgusted by the way the world treats each other. I expect that from them. I just don't expect it from the brethren. In Matthew 22... verses 37 through 40, I'm not going to read them all, but I'm just going to basically say that Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Great determination there, isn't it? This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now make a note there, it's talking about loving your neighbor. Your neighbor isn't necessarily your brother or sister, except in the fact that all are created in the image of God. But that's getting us somewhere because that's philia, that's brotherly love. Or in Romans chapter 13, which many people of course look at for civil government. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I hope that you are challenged by that this morning. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is fulfilling of the law. Well, we're not getting off easily yet. We're building up to something here as we're about to pray concerning loving one another. Now, the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. O Lord God, the Holy Spirit, I am convicted of my need. But here is the quintessential statement. This is the kind of love that we're supposed to be showing one another in the body of Christ. You see, too often, and I spend a lot of time outside the cloister. How many of you know what cloister is? Outside the four walls. I am much more comfortable inside the four walls of the church building. You notice I said building because the church is the people. Now, here's the church, here's the steeple.
Whatever.
But on the street, I hear people saying things like, you know what? If you church people, if you Christians could ever get it together and show us something different, maybe we'd be interested. Well, I'm really convicted by that because, yes, we are supposed to show something different. That's not my opinion. It's John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. And it's a very real challenge when we want to answer the person that wrote that secular song, what kind of love are you looking for? A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Oh Lord, if this can be, if this can happen, I believe we will see tremendous change in all realms of life. Because remember this, all men are created in the image of God. And all men are created equal, which our foundational document, for example, the Declaration says. But do we understand what a challenge that is? If they're created equal or equally, we all have the same needs. Those inside the church and outside. For a number of years, I was challenged by one of my mentors to read the great love chapter. Many have been challenged to read the great faith chapter of Hebrews 11. I hope that you are not challenged to read that first before you spend a lot of time reading the great love chapter, which is
1 Corinthians 13.
Thank you, Evelyn. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I won't read the whole chapter to you, but let's just read the first verse. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, and I'm reading from the King James, I become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And if you were to read it in the Geneva Bible, the first Bible that came over on the Mayflower, it says love. But remember, when we look at that translation, charity, it's kind of interesting that it basically means loving kindness to one another. If we can't do that in family, if we can't do it amongst those people who are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, what hope is there for the world? And so we're challenged as we pray this morning. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That ye also love one another. Father, I know I can't do it. I have trouble with the philia. But I know through you, O Lord, God the Holy Spirit, supernaturally, not naturally, supernaturally, can be filled with the love for the brethren. You've told us in Galatians chapter 6 to do good to all men, but you've also put that caveat in there saying especially those that are of the household of faith. And we know the household of faith is talking about those that have faith for their salvation, not through their works, but through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us at this particular time where judgment comes first to the house of God to love one another with a fervent kind of love, to love one another with an understanding kind of love, to love one another with a love that doesn't expect anything back in return, but just simply because you have already demonstrated to us the kind of love that you will accept and none others are acceptable to you. We thank you, Lord. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the establisher of our hearts. You are the one that has given us every good and perfect gift from above. And Lord, we also know that that kind of love is a great protection. It is a shield of faith to know that you're loved by your Savior, that you're loved by your brethren, that you're loved by your family in Christ. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. And please take time to stand. pray what's on your heart about how we could love one another better. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you that you are God of grace. You give me undeserved pardon over and over. And I ask your forgiveness when I am not as gracious to others. Lord, help us to extend that grace to our brothers and our sisters in Christ. So much for yourself. If we're not full of you, we cannot be. Enable us to love as you love.
Bless the Lord.
Well, thank you for the great provision that you have given us, Lord, that, God, that we can come to you and say, create in us a clean heart, O God. Sustain us with the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that you have blessed us with everything that we need to love each other, Lord God. So, Father, help us to always be mindful that we have a supernatural God and that we can come to you and God, you can give us what we need. Thank you.
Jesus. Sad. Let's weep no more.
Every bit of their envy, jealousy, ambition, their pride and arrogance, insecurity, and fear hinders life. I'm asking, God, that you would cause us to walk in light. You are light. That we might have authentic fellowship with one another. That the power of your blood would remove every bit of unrighteousness, the cleanliness of soul. Everything that infringes love will be removed. That our hearts will be free to receive love and therefore give love. They ask for the things that taint our conscience, our heart, our ability to be humble and tender and compassionate. The places of wounded, generational dysfunction, iniquity, all, God, that we are so used to functioning and operating in our crooked ways of thinking. I ask that every mind would be renewed by the washing of the water of your word, the power of your spirit, so that we be enabled to love. Let light shine, the truth be a staff to the heart, to free us from the things of the past. We might love fully right now. I ask that, Lord, let healing come to your body, that she might love. Healing, that we might love.
Lord, my God, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers.
Yeah.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is why, or how, God showed us his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might have life through him. This is love, and not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We love because he first loved us.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. Lord Jesus, just thank you for your love. For dying on the cross for our sins. I thank you, Lord, for each person here. Lord God, I pray that you would give us all a greater love for you, a greater love for our neighbor, for our wives and for our families, Lord, for our children, Lord God. Let them see love flow from us, Lord God, to them and to everyone, Lord God, that we come in contact with, Lord. May they see love, Lord God, that you have provided, Lord God, through your salvation. We thank you today. Praise you, Lord, that we shall go out with joy, and then we'll be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before us in the singing room. Hallelujah. The trees and the fields shall clap their hands.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, in your precious name.
Would you stand, please, before we have closing prayer? Grab a hand next to you. The older I get, the simpler I get, and I remember some of the simplest songs. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us, we cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. There is only one God. There is only one King. There is only one body. That is why we can sing. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Hearts that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with your love. I love you, my brethren.